the colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard, "I will not defame New Orleans." As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Maggie and Marge both toot their horns. They all return home and take their place on the sofa. Then a section of the wall revolves. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Another beautiful day in the womb. La 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 la
la. Homer's dreaming he's swimming in the womb when a hand reaches in and tries to pull him out.
Let go! I'm all naked and wet!
Get up, Homer. It's time for church.
I don't want to go.
It's church. You have to go.
Too cold out.
There's a polar bear outside.
I'm tired of having this argument every Sunday. Get dressed.
Oh, stupid, itchy church pants. One size fits all my butt.
Come on, we're going to be late.
Forget it. I'm not going.
As she drives through the snow, Marge tries to clear the steamed-up windscreen. Maggie's tongue sticks to the arm of her chair.
Hey, where's Homer?
Your father's resting.
Resting hungover, resting got fired. Help me out here.
I'm just a big toasty cinnamon bun. I never want to leave this bed. Uh-oh. Gotta take a whiz. Think, man, think. Think. I better get up. I'm whizzing with the door open, and I love it!
In the shower, Homer turns on No Soap Radio.
It's 11 KBBL degrees below zero. I hope you're someplace warm.
You bet your sweet ass.
I'm afraid our furnace isn't working.
Yeah, what's the story?
But let's just put it out of our minds and turn to the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Long version. Joy is gone from
Maggie's milk's frozen solid.
Turn to morning.
Homer's wearing bare paw slippers as he turns the heating up to 100 degrees and dances in his pants and sunglasses.
Short shorts.
I wear short shorts. The perfect chance to make my patented space age out of this world moon waffles. Let's see here. Caramels, waffle batter, liquid smoke.
The maker overflows.
Ooh, waffle runoff.
Peeling a gooey waffle from the maker, Homer wraps it around a stick of butter, then holds it together with a pin.
Mmm, fattening.
And he was cast into the fiery cauldron of hell. The searing heat. The scalding rivers of molten sulfur.
Oh, I'm there.
Uh-oh. Here, boy.
Santa's little helper licks the butter drips from Homer's bare chest.
Okay.
The service is ended. Go in peace.
Flanders yanks at the bar on the door.
The door's frozen shut. And it's the only way out!
Oh, my God. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be...
Lisa, this is neither the time nor the place.
That was Johnny Calhoun with Gonna Find Me a Genie with a Magic Bikini.
Of course, Johnny's next record was a spoken word album of his right-wing political views. It kind of killed his career. If you can tell me the name of that album, call our contest line now.
I know that!
Homer finds the album, These Things I Believe.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson.
Homer, can you name that title?
This Things I Believe.
Can we accept that?
Woohoo!
How's that door coming, Willie?
Miracles are your department, Reverend.
While we're waiting, why don't I read from the Sunday Bulletin? Card table for sale, top badly damaged, leg missing, otherwise fine. $1 or best offer.
Homer's sitting on the sofa watching TV with Snowball.
Manipulating my spine.
Hey, Mo, we don't know nothing about manipulating.
You heard the lady. Grab a spine and get cracking.
Mo is their leader.
Why, you?
Hey!
Groundskeeper Willie wrenches the frozen church door open.
Please, Christians, don't push.
Excuse me, pardon me. Whoa, coming through. How you doing? Love that hat, baby.
Come on, TV, give me some of that sweet, sweet pep.
Well, let's define our terms, gentlemen. Are we talking about redistricting or are we talking about reapportionment?
Because oh, well, no can't win them all.
We interrupt this public affairs program to bring you a football game.
Yes!
Outside the church, a weary-looking Marge tries to start her snow-covered car.
Give it a little more gas. No, that's too much. You know what I think would help?
What would help?
Nothing.
Tucking into some crisps, Homer tips the bag back and knocks the crumbs out, mainly onto his dressing gown.
Nothing but razzle-dazzle here today. Three visits from Morgana the Kissing Bandit and the astonishing return of Jim Brown.
Woohoo! Is that what I think it is?
A coin.
I found a penny! Could this be the best day of my life?
He remembers his wedding, then dancing in the spray from a crashed beer lorry.
Looks like we have a new champion. Ah, my beloved family. How is church? I, on the other hand, have been having the best day of my life, and I owe it all to skipping church.
That's a terrible thing to say, kids. Your father doesn't really mean that.
Like fun I don't, Marge. I'm never going to church again.
Homer, are you actually giving up your faith?
No. Well, yes.
I can't believe you're giving up church, Homer.
Hey, what's the big deal about going to some building every Sunday? I mean, isn't God everywhere?
Amen, brother.
And don't you think that the Almighty has better things to worry about than where one little guy spends one measly hour of his week?
Tell it, Daddy.
And what if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
Lord, my husband is by no means perfect, but he's a kind, decent man. Please show him the error of his ways.
Marge, come to bed.
No, Homer. He doesn't mean to be sacrilegious, Lord. He just likes to sleep in on Sundays.
Marge, come to bed, Marge.
Lord, he's not a bad person, Lord, really. He just sometimes...
It's good for what ails you. I can wait all.
Dreaming, Homer's sitting on the sofa watching TV when the house starts to quake. A message on the screen reads, uh-oh. A massive hand reaches out of the clouds and rips the roof off the house. Then a vision appears to Homer.
God?
Thou hast forsaken my church.
Well... kind of, but...
But what?
I'm not a bad guy. I work hard and I love my kids. So why should I spend half my Sunday hearing about how I'm going to hell?
You've got a point there. You know, sometimes even I'd rather be watching football. Does St. Louis still have a team?
No, they moved to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I really hate about church? Those boring sermons.
I couldn't agree more. That Reverend Lovejoy really displeases me. I think I'll give him a canker sore.
Give him one for me.
I will.
So I figure I should just try to live right and worship you in my own way.
Homer, it's a deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to appear in a tortilla in Mexico.
As God ascends, Homer waves while he drools in his sleep.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Sure, honey.
Why are you dedicating your life to blasphemy?
Don't worry, sweetheart. If I'm wrong, I'll recant on my deathbed. Hello, my animal friends. Peace be with you. Guys, please, could you give me 5 minutes?
Reverend Lovejoy, I had a bit of an ulterior motive in inviting you to dinner.
What?
No, it's nothing bad. I'm just concerned because my husband hasn't been attending your services lately.
Well, I wasn't sure I was doing the right thing, but then God himself told me I should seek a new path.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He appeared before me in a dream, and I knew that was special because I usually dream about naked Marge.
So, Homer, you saw the big cheese? What'd he look like?
Perfect teeth, nice smell, a class act all the way.
Homer, you're crazy. Tell him this is all crazy.
Homer, I'd like you to remember Matthew 7:26. The foolish man who built his house on sand.
And you remember Matthew 21:17.
And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there?
Yeah. Think about it. Hello, work. This is Homer Simpson. I won't be coming in tomorrow. Religious holiday. The, Feast of Maximum Occupancy.
Pretty slick.
Well, you should join my religion, Mo. It's great. No hell, no kneeling.
Sorry, Homer. I was born a snake handler and I'll die a snake handler.
Neighbor, I heard about your heresy, and we've made it our mission to win you back to the flock.
No sale.
Homer, Christian life isn't all praying and sacrifice. Hey, dig this.
God said to Noah, there's gonna be a floody, floody.
At work.
Rain came down, it started to get muddy, muddy.
Homer's quietly driving.
Get those animals. Arky, arky.
Leave me alone.
Dad, the heathen's getting away.
I see him, son.
Watching Flanders in his rearview mirror, Homer accelerates as the level crossing barrier closes. Homer crashes through the barrier just ahead of a freight train. Then Flanders jumps through an open-sided boxcar, much to Homer's annoyance. At the harbor, Homer drives off the end of the pier onto a barge, but Flanders brakes. Homer waves to Flanders.
Where are we going?
Garbage Island.
Itchy and Scratchy in Flamey to the Moon. While Scratchy reads a newspaper with the headline, Moon Launch Today, Itchy pulls the cat's tongue out like a fleshy rope, then ties it around the tail fin of a rocket. The rocket lashes Scratchy's tongue around the moon, then the cat goes to the window and sees the huge rocks heading towards him. Panicking, Scratchy shuts himself in a closet, then the moon flattens his house, much to the glee of the mice at Mission Control.
Let's go, kids.
How come we have to go to church and Dad gets to stay home and watch cartoons?
I have a responsibility to raise these children right. And unless you change, I'll have to tell them their father is, well, wicked.
Kids, let me tell you about another so-called wicked guy. He had long hair and some wild ideas, and he didn't always do what other people thought was right. And that man's name was... I forget. But the point is... I forget that, too. Marge, you know who I'm talking about. He used to drive that blue car.
Kids, could you wait outside for us? Homer, please don't make me choose between my man and my God, because you just can't win.
There you go again. Always taking someone else's side. Flanders, the water department, God.
I'm only going to ask you one last time. Are you sure you won't come with us to church?
Coming up next, make your own ladder.
Very sure.
My friends, the devil walks among us.
I got him!
No, don't look for the pitchfork and pointy tail. Today's devil has assumed a more seductive form, pleasing to the eye.
An interview with Lord Michaels. Wait, that's no good. Hey, now we're talking. Our unabashed dictionary defines IUD as love springs internal. I don't get it.
Hello, I'm collecting for the Brotherhood of Jewish Clowns. Last year, tornadoes claimed the lives of 75 Jewish clowns. The worst incident was during our convention in Lubbock, Texas. There were floppy shoes and rainbow wigs everywhere. It was terrible.
Wait a minute. Is this a religious thing?
A religious clown thing, yes.
Sorry.
Well, bless you, Eddie.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Apu, I see you're not in church.
Oh, but I am. I have a shrine to Ganesha, the god of worldly wisdom, located in the employee lounge.
Hey, Ganesha, want a peanut?
Please do not offer my god a peanut.
No offense, Apu, but when they were handing out religions, you must have been out taking a whiz.
Mr. Simpson, please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
Pride goeth before destruction.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
As Homer falls asleep on the sofa, his cigar drops from his mouth and ignites his Playdude magazine. The flames quickly shoot along electrical cables that take the blaze into the basement, where they set alight to a box of oily rags and blasting caps.
Marge, turn on the heat. That's better.
Sleeping, Homer's unaware of the raging fire and falling cinders. Pulling at Homer's dressing gown pocket, Santa's little helper finds a chocolate bar, then runs off with it. Homer's hair burns like a bomb fuse.
Ah!
Fire! What do I do? What do I do? Oh, the song! The song! When a fire starts to burn, there's a lesson you must learn. Something, something, then you'll see. You'll avoid catastrophe. Don't!
Fire at the old Simpson place!
A fire helmet.
You are on your honor not to steal anything.
Oh, we won't.
Little Jumpshed, the store is in your hands.
How we have waited for this day.
A shotgun. Apu stops the fire engine for a line of ducks crossing the road. The line seems to go on forever.
You ducks are really trying my patience. But you're so cute.
Homer! Homer!
Flanders kicks the front door in. Carrying Homer, Flanders' exit is blocked by a blazing beam.
No!
The floor gives way, and Flanders is only saved from the flames below by Homer being wedged in the hole. Flanders gets upstairs and throws a mattress onto the lawn.
Dear Lord, may your loving hand guide Homer to the mattress square and true.
Homer lands on the mattress, then bounces through the window.
Okay.
Flanders dives onto the mattress, then into the house before dragging Homer to safety.
Flanders, you saved me. Why?
Heck, you'd have done the same for me.
That's right, old friend.
Dad!
Oh, homie, are you all right?
Our magazines and roach traps. Gone. All gone.
I saved your cat. Oh, that hurt.
Hey, what are these axes for?
I don't know. Chopping stuff.
Gotcha!
That's some nice chopping.
Truly, this was an act of God.
Hey, wait a minute. Flanders is a regular Charlie Church, and God didn't save his house.
A rain shower.
Don't!
Any valuables in the house?
Well, the Picasso, my collection of classic cars.
Sorry, this policy only covers actual losses, not made-up stuff.
Well, that's just great.
Fire, man's oldest foe. Insatiable, remorseless, unquenchable.
Hey, it's out!
Yay! Coming up next, which work better, springy clothespins or the other kind?
In the smoldering house.
You know, I have a feeling there's a lesson here.
Yes, the lesson is...
No, don't tell me. I'll get it. Oh, I know. The Lord is vengeful. Oh, spiteful one, show me who to smite, and they shall be smoten.
Homer, God didn't set your house on fire.
No, but he was working in the hearts of your friends and neighbors when they went to your aid, be they Christian, Jew, or miscellaneous.
Hindu, there are 700 million of us.
Oh, that's super.
I was rude to every one of you, and you saved my life when you could have just left me to fry like the proverbial pancake that I am.
Oh, homie, I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Now, would you give church another try?
I'll be there next Sunday, front row center.
In church, Homer dreams of walking with God through heaven.
Don't feel bad, Homer. 9 out of 10 religions fail in their first year.
That's game, Hendricks. God, I gotta ask you something. What's the meaning of life?
Homer, I can't tell you that.
Come on.
You'll find out when you die.
I can't wait that long.
You can't wait 6 months?
No, tell me now.
Well, okay.
No, tell me now.
Well, okay. The meaning of life is...